Yeah, how's everybody doing today? Tough opponent this week, matching up against Atlanta's offense. Very productive. I had player of the year, MVP last year of the league, quarterback, and Julio's coming off one of his better games, not only this season, of his career. So, you know, health-wise, I think they're getting everybody back. So we'll have our work cut out for us in trying to slow them down this week. Questions?
George, when you looked at it from last year to that little lull they had at the beginning of this year, what was the biggest difference in their offense? And then, you know, how have they kind of turned things around?
Well, I think it was an adjustment period for them offensively. And they got a new coordinator in. And just, you know, I read some of Coach Quinn's comments about how they were adjusting, getting to know each other and those kind of things. But they've been very productive throughout the course of the season. And you look at them statistically now, I mean, they're in the top five or six pretty much around the league as far as, you know, offenses and what they're doing in a different situation. So it'll be a tough matchup for us this week.
That game last week, I mean, where does that rank in their better games? Is this, I mean, do you feel like you're seeing the old, like what you saw last year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were clicking on all cylinders last week. The one running back wasn't out there last week, who should be back, had a concussion protocol, so he practiced this week. So that's another, you know, bullet in their holster. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out. So we got to do a good job of stopping the run versus them. We got to do a good job in the situational things that we do defensively and things that come up in the game.
Some of those toss plays they like to run, what's the key to not letting those get out for big plays?
One of the things we always talk about to our guys is, you know, pursuit to the football is a big thing that we emphasize, and then nobody taking the easy way. So those are the things that we emphasize in that certain aspect of that particular play. You know, as far as guys making sure, you know, they play through the blocks the proper way, nobody takes the easy way, and then just all-out pursuit to the ball. I mean, that's the one thing consistently we try to echo, and no matter what we're doing from week to week.
Replay Bars track down and force fumble then to kind of reinforce that message from the 2 years ago?
All right, turnovers is definitely something that we always, you know, want to emphasize. That was a great hustle play by him to get down there to locate the ball, to get it out and for us to recover. And sort of was a good momentum breaker for us. But, you know, that's one thing we've tried to emphasize throughout the course of the season. And I think our guys are very conscientious of they get a chance to go after the football, to go after the football.
I guess the saying goes that the longer you're around somebody, you start to adapt some of their personality. How have the players here, especially the guys who've been here a while, adapted Mike's personality and just kind of some of that resilience? He talked about, I think last Friday, the struggles that this team went through in 2016 being a good thing to where we're, to where, you know, the team's at right now, and it's kind of
right.
What we heard.
I think each and every week is a learning experience for us as we go through the preparation and then we finally get to the game. I think when you've been here for the three, almost four seasons now, I think, you know, the guys, we've been fortunate to be able to get a lot of the guys and be able to keep them together. I think they share in those experiences as we've gone through, whether it's from day to day or whether it's been from game to game. And I think they can draw on those things that when we get in situations, there's everybody's familiar with, you know, how we're going to react, how we're going to respond, what we need to do to go be successful. So I think that's a big part of it is the familiarity with the players of what's the plan going to be if certain things happen.
Would you say your best tackler and why?
Excuse me?
Your best tackler on the team?
Our best defensive tackle?
Yeah. Some of that's the soundest thing.
I mean, I wouldn't trade any of them. I think you look at Linville and the success he's had inside. I very conscientious player as far as the run, as far as the pass, as far as pursuit. You look at Shamar, he does a good job with his role when he comes in and can play the run, you know, very well, understands what we're trying to get done from a schematic standpoint. You look at Johnson, I mean, he does a great job also of, and we rotate those guys. I mean, you look at it, when you look at the number of snaps as it comes down through the course of the game, I mean, all those guys pretty much play an important role for what we're trying to accomplish inside. And there will be no game more important than this week for what they do blocking scheme-wise for those guys. You may not hear their number called a lot statistically, but I think if you ask in the room, everybody's appreciative of the work that they have to do from week to week. Yeah. All right, thanks.